29th, Tuesday. Is it okay to go around when a path is blocked? Just because matters don't work out the way you wanted, it doesn't mean that it's a failure. By believing in the fulfillment of the good and complete will of God, you'll never get discouraged, even in the midst of a brief hardship or long-standing crisis. Right now, take some time to check whether you're enjoying the gospel and whether you really want to live the life of preaching it. The more you look to God who gave you the gospel, the more you'll find yourself feeling grateful. A time schedule to open blocked paths. Numbers 20, verse 16. And when we cried to the Lord, He heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. And here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your territory. Several tribes blocked the Israelites' journey on the wilderness path. Even in your life that seems like the wilderness, there will often be times when your path is blocked and works don't take place according to your will. Right now, if you're standing in front of a blocked road, what must you do? Number one, a time to change your subject of faith. Even if your environment seems hopeless and situations are completely different from what you desire, they aren't problems. You must keep in mind that the greatest crisis is a broken heart that stems from discouragement and unbelief. During the most difficult and painful times in your life, God wants you to change the subject of faith into Him. He wants you to solely look at Him without being swayed by your own thoughts or other people's words. Number two, when you believe in God's power. Even after receiving salvation, you might still be accustomed to living a life that has nothing to do with the Word. Although you listen to it every day, you might uncover that the Word and your real life aren't connected at all. God wants His children to gain spiritual strength and realize His absolute plan. When you believe in God's power and pray, the spiritual world moves. No matter what the circumstances or environment may be, you'll undeniably survive and experience God's power to create paths and rivers in the wilderness and save your fields. Dear God, at this time, help me to discard my unbelief regarding problems and experience your power. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.